The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. A little thought for you here for the day. Okay. Of all the attributes of God, there's only one that we mention in our creed, and that is God's omnipotence. Almighty God is God Almighty. And if you believe that and know it, that makes a tremendous difference in your life. God's power is universal. God created all things. God governs all things. God can do all things. God is the master of history in spite of how things appear. Even things that were not God's will eventually unfold according to God's will. God's power is not arbitrary, in spite how it appears. God's power, his wisdom, his intelligence, his knowledge, his love, and his will, they are all numerically one. God's power is also two more things. First of all, it's loving, because God is your Father. Secondly, it's mysterious, because God is God and you are not. Okay? And you hear that and you say, "Credo, I believe." That all sounds just and good. But here's the trouble. All of that gets put to the test in the experience of human suffering. Because in the experience of human suffering, God does not appear to be all-powerful. In fact, he appears to be very weak. In the experience of human suffering, God does not appear to be all-loving. In fact, it appears that he does not love you, does not know you, and does not care about you. And everybody experiences that. I don't care how holy you are or how far away you are from God. Everybody experiences that. And that is why when that happens to you, you must remember the words that St. Paul said to the Corinthians here in our first reading. We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, foolishness to the Gentiles, but to those who are called, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Understand this. God shows his almighty power in that he takes crucifixion and brings forth from it resurrection. I want you to think about crucifixion for just a moment, okay? It was the worst thing in the world, a form of execution invented by the Assyrians to be the most painful possible. It was so bad that the ancient Jews who wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls thought that crucifixion was among the curses of God included in the book of Deuteronomy. Which is why when St. Paul writes to the Galatians, he speaks of Jesus reversing the curse. And here's our faith, that God took crucifixion and brought from it resurrection, as he does with all evil in the world. And you and I need to base our faith on that. Listen, I've said this before. I've said before that love is a choice. Love is not a feeling, it's a decision. Choose it, right? I can say the same thing about faith. Listen, faith is a gift, all right? Infused, given to you at baptism, strengthened at confirmation. Faith is a gift, but faith is also a choice. If you wait to believe when you feel like believing, you will lose your faith. You have to decide, in spite of how things appear, that you are going to base your faith on what our Lord has revealed to you, in spite of what you feel, or you will lose your faith. There will be times when you feel empty. There will be times when you feel dry. There will be times when you feel betrayed. There will be times when you feel sad, and everything in between. There will be times when you border on despair. These are the times when you go back to the bedrock and you remember what God has done in Jesus Christ, and you base your faith on that. Jesus tells us in the gospel here, be watchful and be ready. This is one of the very, very best ways to be watchful, to continue to return in your mind to God's omnipotence and power revealed in the fact that Jesus Christ came back from the dead. Because those who hope in that will never hope in vain. Amen.